USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has revealed federal guidelines to reopen the United States. The three-phase plan would be led by state governors making decisions about their economies and based on hard, verifiable data.
We're opening up our country, and we have to do that. America wants to be open.
And Dr. Deborah Birx has said that it's almost time to open America, but not quite yet.
To all of you that are out there that would like to join together and just have that dinner party for 20, don't do it yet.
All of this news comes as Chinese authorities are now admitting the death toll in Wuhan, thought to be where the coronavirus outbreak first began, is more than 1,300 higher than previously announced, according to their state media, an over 50% increase. For all of your news and other coronavirus updates, keep it right here at USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Foreign licensed physicians living in the United States can now apply for a temporary emergency license to practice medicine in the state of New Jersey during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy said this army can always use more reinforcements and said the program will begin accepting applications immediately. Physicians licensed under the program will be able to provide in-person medical care at facilities licensed by the state of New Jersey Health Department. Anyone setting foot on the streets of San Francisco outside their homes will now be required to wear a face covering, as is going on in a number of other cities around the country. The order by Mayor London Breed and Health Director Grant Colfax goes into effect immediately. Additionally, transportation workers and other employees who interact with the public must also cover their face while doing essential work, according to the new city mandate. Los Angeles, California's largest city, already had a similar policy in place. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Ford Motor Company is celebrating the 56th birthday of the famed pony car. USA's Chris Barnes, who, by the way, has his own Mustang, has details.
It's the best-selling sports coupe in the world for the fifth consecutive year, and it's America's best-selling sports car for the past 50 years.
Mustang excited!
The latest sales figures from IHS Market finding over 102,000 Mustangs were sold around the world in 2019, even though it's been around for a half century here in the United States. Since global sales began in 2015, over 633,000 have been sold worldwide. Buyers have 12 different options when looking at the Mustang these days, including the Shelby GT350, the Mustang EcoBoost, and several other GT models. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Rolling Stones are now joining Lady Gaga, Paul McCartney, Stevie Wonder, and Billie Eilish for the upcoming TV special aimed at fighting the coronavirus pandemic. Global Citizen, the advocacy organization, announced that the Stones will be appearing on One World Together at Home, a two-hour televised event that will air at 8 o'clock Eastern Time simultaneously on ABC, NBC, CBS, iHeartMedia, and Bell Media Networks. Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Kimmel will host the All-Star event. For USA Radio News, I'm John.